On Wednesday this week, the world observed World AIDS Day. It's been almost 4 decades since the discovery of HIV, the virus that leads to AIDS. The world is now fighting a new menace, the coronavirus. Prof. Thumbi Ndungu, Director for Basic and Translational Science at the Africa Health Research Institute, and Dr. Ahmed Hairi Mazandereni, Clinical Virologist at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, attribute some of SA's accomplishment in the fight against COVID-19 to breakthroughs in HIV research. Ndungu says HIV technology helped pave the way for COVID-19 vaccines.
Some of the technologies, for example, such as for delivering the COVID vaccines, such as the mRNA technologies, were actually developed as technologies for delivery of HIV vaccines, and they were first tested. A lot of work went into those kind of delivery systems, and when COVID came around, it was very easy to turn that technology into practical use. And the reason it didn't work for HIV is because HIV is a much more complex virus. But the technologies that are being used now, a lot of them were developed with the goal of developing an effective vaccine against HIV.
Dr. Mazandereni from the NICD echoes Prof. Ndungu's sentiments.
What South Africa has really excelled in is clinical trials. And you can gauge that by just looking at the work that South Africa has done already on COVID. And the framework has really been leveraged from the HIV response. We do studies very, very well in South Africa. Although we don't have vaccine that has been found to be effective for HIV, there's been a lot of basic science and clinical science looking and evaluating at different methods, whether that's broadly neutralizing antibodies, finding broadly neutralizing antibodies in South Africa that can be used, whether it's in vaccine designs or subcutaneous sort of antibodies for prevention amongst mothers. A lot of the people who have been working on HIV have pivoted to working on COVID, whether that's evaluating sort of specifically, antibodies to various subtypes or variants of COVID. A lot of that work and groundwork is within the HIV science community. We may not have an HIV vaccine, but the work on HIV vaccines conducted in South Africa has been of huge benefit to other fields like the response to COVID.
He also reflects on the HIV prevention developments that have taken place since the discovery of the virus.
There's been a lot of work in South Africa in terms of looking at the usage of rapid diagnostic tests, right? Because early on in the response, everything was laboratory based. There's been a lot of progress in terms of decentralizing and getting the ability to diagnose patients accurately, actually at the clinic level.
Prof. Ndungu says South Africa has contributed positively to HIV innovations. He returns.
The development of antiretroviral therapy has to be the biggest scientific victory over the last 40 years globally. And South Africa obviously has contributed significantly to the testing and the clinical evaluation of the drugs. South Africa has also contributed very significantly to the research on understanding how HIV is transmitted, also in terms of the basic knowledge of HIV and how HIV causes the damage that it causes.
At least 7.7 million people are living with HIV in South Africa, making the country the epicenter of the virus. Despite HIV vaccines trials not being successful, their research has helped the country's scientists to be better equipped for COVID-19. South African scientists recently discovered the Omicron variant. For Times Life Podcast, I'm Bulelano Nyugela.